Hi, Merc, and welcome to episode 346 of ErkPod, coming to you from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival here in Scotland. I've travelled a long way to be here, and I have someone who has also travelled a long way to be here, and I have actually been to this gentleman's country. Say hi to the listeners, mystery guest.
Yeah, my name is Hiroshi Shimizu from Japan. Welcome, Eric, to Edinburgh.
Thank you. And you are a stand-up comedian. I have just seen your act, which is very good here at the Free Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your act.
Yes. My act is very unusual, extraordinary. Even in Japan, of course, especially in the UK, Scotland. So, yeah. Japanese comedy, but not in Japanese. In English, yeah. Even though I'm not a native.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not a typical and a more, can I say, very different from other UK comedians and US comedians. More kind of stand-up comedy, but very physical,
yeah.
Enthusiastic, and how can I say, very different. Yes.
Very different. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where in Japan were you born, and when did you start learning English?
Yes, that's a good question. Maybe I have a little bit exaggerating energy, can I say?
Yeah.
Very different person in Japan from my childhood,
yeah.
In youth. Means, I can say, very different, always different acting, always different behavior I had in my childhood and even in, I can say, elementary school. Dodgeball or playing baseball. Baseball is very famous, but I do some kind of imagination things. So kind of very different, isolated guy.
Yeah.
Maybe somehow, I don't know why, when, and I can say somehow, at some moment, I want to explode. Yep. Yes, so the major, but I had no major, no way in Japan, so some English kind of different culture I had, I needed.
Yeah.
You know, you understand? Does it work?
Yeah.
My English?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, yes, in here, of course, I asked. I'm doing my comedy and acting and as a professional in Japan, but very real person. Now I had made my career,
yeah.
And skills, so I can persuade audience,
yeah.
And the director more than before. But in the beginning, I estimated crazy guy. Yes, so I feel now very happy, so can I say, to meet English culture, yeah. Audience,
So when you were growing up, when did you start to learn English? When did you start to be interested in English culture?
Yes, I'm, this is, the only thing I can say is, unconsciously, I take that choice.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, I'm a typical Japanese, some meaning, but I'm very curious about American comedy, Groucho Marx and some kind of Marx Brothers. When I started, my career was started as an actor,
yeah.
But always, I was scolded, I was suggested, you are too exaggerated. Not like Japanese kind of, maybe influenced by American comedy, movies, classical things. And then I turned into, somehow, stand-up comedy.
Yeah. So were you taught English at school, or did you learn it off TV?
Learn. TV or, some Australian girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Australian girlfriend.
I had once two Australian girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, and then, but now I study. I keep studying, yes. Because when I speak something, the audience return. Sometimes I couldn't understand. I can't. So that was the problem. So I'm now studying from my friend now.
So a big part of your act is that you are a Japanese man trying to understand English and what we English people, or us Westerners, as you said in your act, have termed English.
Yeah, termed English. You mean, yeah, could you please, what's it, some, and I say it easier way in English, please. I can't understand.
So you have... You're Japanese and you are interested in the English, and sometimes when a Japanese person translates English, it doesn't always come out right, and so it comes out as English. So it's sort of English, but not really.
My English.
Yeah, not you, not you specifically, but Japanese people.
Japanese English. Yes. Kind of. Yes, it is kind of. So I have a pen now. Do you understand what saying? I'm sorry. Sorry. I love your country and you. Kind of. Yes. Is this a correct answer to your question?
It can be.
Really?
Because in your act, you talk about some words that we have no problem with in English, but in Japanese, for your Japanese brain to say it in English is very confusing. Like if you have a look at your poster.
Yeah, from Japan with rub.
Yes.
Not love. Yes. Yes, this is what I'm going to say. Yeah, my friend, co-writer, Spring Day, she's an American... women comedian, I'm thinking many choices, as I can say. One of them is from Japan with love, kind of from Japan, parody of from Japan, from Russia with love, so some impact I want to have, and it's from Japan with love.
Yeah.
At that moment, I don't know the meaning, but she said, it's good,
yeah.
It's effective,
yeah.
So use it,
yeah.
And I use it, and then I checked. Picked up my dictionary, and I know rub means just, I can say,
like a mess up.
That means, yeah, now I understand. So at that moment, I understand. So unconsciously, I take this word, yes, but that problem, we have serious problem, pronunciation problem between L and R.
Yes.
So always, but we are not good at not L, but in R.
Yes.
Rough. This is difficult, difficult.
One example in the show that you gave was between the
light,
as I'm pointing towards the roof, and right, as I am pointing towards my right hand side.
It's very difficult for Japanese. Light. Light is, light above the, above us and on the ceiling.
Yes.
Light. Light?
Yes.
Eric, please tell me. Light. Or right.
Light,
yeah,
with an L, and right with an R.
What's the difference? I can't hear you. Yeah, it's all the same for us. Right, direction. Light. Can I say light? Light?
Yes.
Light is, directly opposite to left. Light?
Yes.
And light is, is a sailing, on the sailing, and then can I say, give me, some light. It's, yeah.
This is like a personal stand-up show, one person to one person.
Thank you. Yes, but it's very difficult.
Yes.
Yes.
You were also telling me telling the show the difference between, for instance, Japanese women and Western women and Japanese men Western men.
Yeah.
And how in your show, you were saying all Western men are the same.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All Western women. Western woman means Western. Western people means Western people for us. Western people. Can I say? For us Japanese, Western people means specky, geeky, white men who come to Japan to get laid regularly for the first time in their lives. That's the definition for us, Western women. It's I don't really give a shit. It's all the same. UK, US, Australian, and Canadian, all the same for us. Kind of Western people. Yes.
And then, of course, you were talking about all the different words for boobs.
Yes. You can say, English culture people have many words for boobs. Why do you have so many boobs? Boobs, you are so interested in boobs, boobies, I guess tits, breasticles. Breasticles is maybe limited in Britain?
Canberra,
yeah. How about in Australia?
Breasticles is when you're trying to be really polite and really funny. You don't want to be, you don't want to be rude, and you don't want to say tits and boobs, but you want to be sort of cute about it.
Oh, really? Breasticle is a polite saying.
It can be, yeah.
Can I say to the Queen of England, breasticles?
She might not have a sense of humour. Although, I don't know when was the last time anyone saw the Queen of England's boobs.
Boobs, boobies, yeah. And they get melons, and they say, some guys after the show told me, pillows, you know, pillows, sounds comfortable. Yeah. Melons, fan bags, like knockers, many saying, I can say, headlights, most impressive sayings, headlights. Yeah, do you have headlights? Really? Hey, please, turn them on. I can say, on the road, on the way. Yeah, direction. I'm heading, please. So please be company with me. Yeah.
Have you heard the expression, like two puppies fighting underneath a blanket?
But once again, please. Sounds funny.
Like two puppies fighting under a blanket.
Two puppies?
Fighting a blanket.
Under a blanket.
Yeah, that's another expression for when you've got a woman, when she walks, her boobs move a lot underneath the shirt, and so people say it looks like two puppies fighting underneath
two puppies fighting under the blanket.
Yes.
Sounds very dynamic.
Yes, you haven't heard that one.
Okay, can I internalize that phrase?
Yes,
I want to use in my show. How can I say once again, please? Find two puppies under the blanket.
Oh no, hang on, because this has got an L word at the start of it, like two puppies fighting under a blanket.
Wow, like two puppies fighting under the blanket.
Yes.
Well, L and R.
Yes, you can use that.
Oh, yes.
You can use that.
Yes, it's that kind of topic. Help us to learn English. L and R. Yeah.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been here in Edinburgh?
How long?
Yes.
Staying, period. Yes, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yes, 3 weeks. Yes, about 3 weeks. Show is 15 days, but as the usual Japanese.
Yes.
So, we came before a few more days than Western people, kind of like preparing people here. Yeah.
Was this your first time in Edinburgh?
First time.
Yes, mine too.
Yes. Yeah, you too.
Yes, mine too. So we've both come a long way to come here. I was in Japan at the start of July, and I don't know if you felt the earthquake in the first weekend in July. I was in Nappori in my hotel room. And I felt it.
You're in Japan at that time. Yes. I was in a train at the time. At the first moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can say a few men getting off the train.
Yeah.
So lean on the one side.
Yeah.
Shakes.
Yeah.
Train shakes. At that moment, I saw bad two shakes, and at that time, that is my moment, and I can say own. All of the cool stuff, I'm going to say, intense.
Yeah.
So that did what he actually did want to do.
Yeah.
Something he said, would rather to stay in, cargo in the train, but very shaken.
Yeah.
So I pointed. So is it more dangerous here than outside? But he said, would rather be cushioned, so it's okay. So very, confusion. This is, for us, first time. So, actually, I can say this topic seriously. Yeah, more serious, but now we are facing very important period. have to change, you know? Yes. Excuse me. Maybe you want to ask something, but I'm not pointed in. I guess I pointed out. Maybe I'm out of the point, maybe. It's okay.
That's quite okay.
Yeah.
So when you started the show on the 14th of August, compared to now, did you make any changes to the show?
Yes, some of the, can I say, material cut and some new materials in. As you saw my show, a Japanese wife and husband conversation with a sound like that. Kind of. That is a new material. I acted in Japan in an English comedy club, and I keep out. Yeah. Can I say cast it out? Yes, but and they say cutting things is can I say conversation Japanese men's conversation between women who have can I say sex and too polite saying kind of that's what cut and a Japanese game show cut. So many changes.
In your show, you ask the Western women if they want a Japanese boyfriend.
Yeah.
Have you had any offers? Have you had someone say, yes, I would like a Japanese boyfriend at your show?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. Is that a fiction, but... Can I say... Yeah, reality things. So, of course, I hope. I'm waiting. I have been waiting every day if who comes. But, hey, everyone, every way. You're a funny guy. And... went. So I wanna. Yeah, of course. Why don't you try? Okay. Typical Japanese. As typical Japanese guy, I'm a little bit shy. If some Western lady, come to me and let's go outside. Wait for a moment. I check my schedule, kind of. So it's very surprising for me. But hope, that dream. Yes, I have a yes. I want to meet Australian girlfriend again. So it's that kind of things. Yeah, very, how can I say? Many feelings occurred from me. Yes, your question. Yeah.
And the other question is, have you had any other Japanese people in your audience since you've been here in Edinburgh?
Yes. A few people. Sometimes, can I say, unexpectedly. Thank you, I said at the end of the show, at the end, in front of the entrance, thank you very much. And so sometimes, arigato, tanoshikatta desu, in Japanese, oh, you Japanese, yes, watashi Japanese, nipponjin desu, so nanda, I'm not so sensitive about that, so I'm involved. Many person on the street flyering, handing my flyer, and come on, and until the moment I start a show, 1 minute ago. So I don't care about who is Japanese, who is not Japanese, but some guys are of them. Some of them unexpectedly was realized as a Japanese, you know? Yeah.
Would your show be the same show in Japan, and would it work as well in front of a whole Japanese audience? So no Englishmen, no Australians, no British people. You're in a room full of Japanese people. Would your show work?
Does it work?
Yes.
For, can I say, British people and Japanese people equally?
Yeah.
My, how can I say, energy.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I think my energy, not only my energy, especially my energy, but each one of us, person's energy are general. Yeah. So my theme... Yes, it depends on, I can say, it's about energy, living and dead, or can I say. That's energy is generalizing, so I think it works. Even in Japan, of course, different language, but I think same way I use, yes.
I know during the show, it was high energy. You were very sweaty. You were very hot.
Yes, sweaty guys.
You're wearing... an orange,
orange suit,
tracksuit. Some track people suits, would call yes, it. Yes.
Yes. In Japan, jaji, orange jaji. Yes. Sporting, I can say, a costume. I can say, like jogging, and I can say, that in sports, in can I say, not outside, inside sports. Yeah. So orange judge. So you, Western people, can I say Western people called orange suit. Orange. You said orange track suit.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's my friend recommend. I studied, but my friends, sometimes a typical Japanese job, should I wear, can I say, typical Japanese, can I say, suits? He said, no, because if you wear a suit, maybe you will sweat. Yeah. Tend to be obvious, too obvious, and you will look miserable. He said, in a sports suit, track suit, no problem, he said. So I continue to use it, wear it.
Have you worn the same track suit every night since you've been here, or do you have like five of those?
Yeah, I have. Four tracksuits I brought. so most of half of my baggage, baggage inside a suitcase is my tracksuits. Very very big amount. Yes, I need, of course, as you say, yes, my sweat ask me. Many baggage, many towels and t-shirts. Yes, I changed my t-shirts after the show, before the show.
Yep.
Yes, many t-shirts, maybe twice more than, I can say, usual ordinary people, I think.
So what's coming up for you? What's the future?
Yes, good question. My plan, my image is as comedy, many kinds of comedy, sketch and doing stand-up comedy and enthusiasm. My point is enthusiasm, and I can say a feeling encouraged, and I can say, hot movement I want to bring to the all over the world. That's my hope. Yes, in every language country, even in Africa, the Aboriginal people, yes, and I can say Chinese, Korea. First of all, I start in English. That's my guideline. Yes, can I say? Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. How can we find you on the internet?
What's your website address?
Website address, yes, can I say? Hiroshi Shimizu Flaming Comedy. This is my this is my, I can say, email address. Shimihirocom means shimihiro.com. com.
Excellent. So what we will do now is we will have some of your comedy so people can listen out. They can go to the show notes, channelherc.com, episode 346 of ErkPod, so they can go and listen and find out more about you. Do you have any video? Are there any videos on your website of live shows?
Yes. Now, I haven't uploaded my English comedy. Not so much. Japanese comedy. If you come to my homepage, you can see only Japanese stuff. So you don't understand. But some kind of funny and crazy movement you can have on YouTube. Yes, yes, yes.
Excellent. So Hiroshi, it's been an absolute pleasure. Best act I've seen tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us here on ErkPod.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you, listener. I hope to see you soon. Thank you.
And hopefully you might come down to Australia and we can show you a good time and maybe some more Australian ladies for you.
Australian ladies, yes. Welcome, Australian ladies. Well, let's, can I say, be a friend. Yes, can I say? Oh, no. Yes, I want to see you. I want to see you just from talking. We start. No.
So can I say?
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I love you.
Thank you. Excellent.
Oh, no. I love you.
Irk FM Metal Monday, coming soon to Channel Irk. Subscribe now via iTunes. Preview episodes now available. Irk FM Metal Monday, coming soon to Channel Irk, Episode 1, October 2011. G'day, I'm Irk. Thank you to Hiroshi for that interview. It was very, very funny. I tried to look around YouTube for a suitable clip to allow you to hear him in action, but unfortunately I was unable to. Since we recorded that interview, he has been around other venues in Europe, including Berlin, and he's now safely home in Japan after an absolutely awesome trip around Europe. As am I. I'm recording this in the Channel Irk studio just before this particular episode is due to be released. Just to let you know that I am safe, I am home in Australia, and the Irk Pod episodes will continue from Europe. There's a few to go. This will be, however, the last Irk Pod episode that you will hear on a Monday. Because, as you would have heard in that next promo, Irk FM Metal Monday is coming to Monday. So I'm taking a short break from Irk Pod as I recover from the trip, get used to normal life here back in Australia, prepare to go back to my place of employment, and get Irk FM Metal Monday off the ground. I'll basically wrap up what I've been doing since I've come back, when the content from Europe is finished. There will be an episode a week on Wednesday for October and November. And then from November, IrkPod will move to Thursdays as required in December 2011. So, just to sum up, I have had an absolute blast on the trip. As you will hear, as you have heard, thank you everybody for listening, and good night in Twip.